I am a hair scientist, and even though I'm not working in industry anymore, I am still doing experiments with hair. So I asked Yada and Troy Tyler to provide me with hair samples so that I can actually test their hair. And with that will allow, I mean, that will allow me to actually know what the state of their hair is. So if they choose to want to do something with their hair and get some advice, I'll actually have a foundation of knowledge to know the state of their hair to be able to give some advice. So that is where that came from. So I'm excited about being able to tell both Yada and Troy, you know, the state of their hair and how it compares and contrasts to other people who have hair just like theirs, you know. So where is it at on the spectrum? Are you average? Are you below average? Diameter, you know, is it thin? How thin is it? How thick is it? And I'll look at it under the microscope as well, and I'll give you a full analysis and let you know where you stand. So
all right.
Yeah, so I'm doing that now, and pretty soon, you know, if people are interested, I would love to expand that out to the public as well. So like I said, if you have any questions about that or anything else, please hit us up on Facebook. How the hair are you?
So, I can't wait to give you my hair sample.
You gotta wait. I was getting ready to say I have to wait on. You said 3 months.
I said 2 more months. You gotta
two
wait.
More months. Yes, I know you just got it done recently, but when you take your hair down. But here's the thing: there are some restrictions because your hair has to be a certain length. So I need hair that is at least 4 inches long.
Oh, wow.
And for some, that's, you know, pretty long. So I noticed you trimmed your hair, but it wasn't trimmed last week.
I didn't know. It's the hair when
shrank.
When I took the locks out, I lost hair.
Okay.
So
where do you cut it from? Just curious.
Yeah, so there are two ways that I can get the hair. I can test hair that has naturally shedded from your scalp. People have a tendency to ball the hair up to make it, you know, more compact. And I'm like, no, don't do that, because trying to detangle curly hair can be really tricky because I need the individual fibers to test.
Okay.
So, but the best way, in all honesty, because I would like to know the root from the tip, and an experienced person, hair person, can really tell without having the bulb on the end that actually comes out of the follicle, because that's the sure way of being able to determine whether or not your hair is breaking or shedding. Because you hear a lot of people talk about, oh, my hair is breaking, or I have a lot of hair loss. So hair loss is a big umbrella because it incorporates both shedding and it incorporates the breakage.
Okay.
So what is actually going on? So you can actually quantify to know whether or not it's breakage or if it's shedding by actually looking and becoming a scientist and looking at the hair strand itself. And if it has the bulb on the end, it means that it's been extracted from the hair follicle and it's actually shedding. However, if it's missing that, then it's breakage.
Okay.
And a lot of times, especially with very curly hair, when you manipulate it, you make those ends of the hair weaker, and so it tends to break more at the ends of the hair. However, if you are doing some things to your hair, like heat processing it and actually over processing, then you can actually have, you know, those longer strands of breakage, which definitely is not good. But
so if your hair is
shedding,
like,
is normal,
like, you know, we take our hair down from the weave, and would that be considered shedding?
Most of that is shedding.
Most of that will be shedding, yeah, because we lose a lot of hair when we take it down.
Right, and it's kind of similar to what, you know, Yada experiences with locks, because the reason why it can grow to the length that it grows, or it grows in the length that it grows, is because you have hair continuously shedding out of the hair, and it becomes entangled, but it doesn't come out because it's locked in place. And so it's the same thing with the weave. When you don't have a way of that, I mean, you're not combing your hair through or allowing it to fall out naturally. So when you take it out, you have 2 or 3 months of hair growth there. Okay. And if you multiply, you know, 100 fibers a day of natural shedding, mm-hmm. times, you know, I guess 60 or 90, yeah, 60 or 90 days,
right.
then, I mean, you have quite a few fibers there. So it's
quite
most, it's,
yeah.
it's usually but shedding. Like at least you hope it's shedding. And,
yeah.
but you want to make sure that you're still very careful because your hair is in a very fragile state.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you bringing that up, Yada, though, because I do want those hair samples from you.
Yes.
So
you'll get some.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you get some in about 2 months.
No, right. No, I'll be waiting on it. So, with that, I want to actually thank our in-studio guests, Miss Penny Cox, for being so open. Because one thing about, you know, like I said earlier, weave wearers, a lot of them, you know, don't want to admit that they wear weave. And so I appreciate you being open and sharing, you know, what could be considered very personal stories about, you know, your experiences. Because, you know, I think sometimes we're ashamed of, you know, making mistakes
right.
over and over again. But I mean, that I can appreciate it because
right.
that is the scientific way. I mean,
right.
you learn how to do better and you actually get knowledge from making mistakes over and over again. So I really appreciate that. So let's give a hand to to Miss Penny Cox. And then I also, you know, because I also put Yada on the spot as well, because, you know, with her new look that I absolutely love, I wanted, you know, her to share her stories, because I know that a lot of women have the exact same experiences. So, you know, just to share that knowledge mm-hmm. about, you know, what's going on personally with us. I think a lot of the listeners want and need to know so that they don't necessarily have to go through the same experiences that we did.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for next show, I know that Yada had some things that she'd like to speak on. I know that we talked about books and information in books and mm-hmm. different personalities that are out there. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would love to talk about is, you know, I live under a rock. I'm not going to even lie. I don't look at a lot of TV, and Penny will know. She'd be like, did you see such and such? I'd be like, nah, you know I ain't seen nothing. But there is a show called Chicagolicious, mm-hmm. and it's about a hair shop, or, you know, in the West Loop. And so he was chosen to have a reality show, and I need to see that. I saw a clip of him being interviewed, mm-hmm. but I would love to, you know, see that, and hopefully we can, you know, talk about that and what goes on.
I hope you see that, okay?
Oh, have you seen it?
What network is that?
It's on the Style Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're filming now. Mm-hmm. But they will be filming, you know, again. I think it's only been one season of
I think it's only been one season, because I've been trying to get her to tape L.A. Hair, because I love that show with Kim Kimball.
Yes.
Kim Kimball is a hairstylist for the Stars, and she does a lot of work for a lot of different people, from Debbie Allen to Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. Kyla Pratt was just on the show. They have a lot of big names that come to her shop in L.A. And it's dramified. Yeah, it's dramified. I don't know if they were starting talking about different. It caught my eye because they were talking about the different weaves and, you know, who got what. And the girl from
all the gossip.
Yeah, Coming to America, Sherry, I can't remember her last name. The girl that played she had all her hair cut off.
Really? I heard about that.
All her hair cut off at the shop, but they wanted her to do a pilot with her long hair. So Kim Kimball's challenge was to put the weave in her hair to look exactly like her hair was.
Wow.
And needless to say, she accomplished the mission, but she really liked the short cut that she had given her before. So they had to go put all that hair back in, and then they had to take it back out. So they really show different sides of hair. So I'm like, Crystal, you got to see that show. So
and you're right. I need to be up on that. But
put that on the DVR.
But also, you know, Chicagolicious, because that's right here in our hometown. So I definitely want to support AJ.
Yes.
and I need to, you know, learn about that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I want to talk about that on our next show, in addition to, you know, all the different personalities who have written books and their perspective on things, because I'm often asked about, you know, my opinion about it. And when I read excerpts from books and stuff, I tend to shake my head. But, you know, a lot of it is based on opinion and not true science. So I got to, you know, balance that out for myself. So
that's what's up.
All right. So with that, we'll close up the show. And we really appreciate everyone listening. And until next week.
How to hear our
Absolutely.